You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day, so it's time for the opening with myself, Lindsay Williams. And yesterday, the markets once again succumbed to the global health crisis. Now, history dictates, of course, that over the last 18 months, every time it has succumbed before, it bounces back quite quickly. And that is the case today as well. Last night in the United States, it was a very soggy session, but got less soggy, a little bit firmer later on. But we'll come to that in a moment. I think the best thing to do is to start with the JSE Securities Exchange, where it's all about commodities today. And it was all about commodities yesterday as well, with several commodities, key industrial commodities like oil, like copper, falling quite sharply. And that has affected, obviously, the fortunes of certain South African companies and global commodities companies. But today what we've got on the Stock Exchange News Service is trading updates across the board, particularly focused on the Anglo-American PLC stable. But we started off at 7:05 this morning with the BHP Group operational review for the year ended the 30th of June. Obviously, this company doing incredibly well with its oil bias. And its share price is up 1.4%. We'll look in greater detail at all these numbers I'm about to describe to you in the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunze from Sandon Private Wealth later on. Okay, let's start with the Anglo stable now. Anglo-American Platinum Limited, PGM's report, that's Platinum Group Metals report, for the second quarter ended 30th of June. Anglo-American Platinum Limited trading update as well, trading statement for the 6 months ended 30th of June as well. The Big Daddy, the parent, Anglo-American PLC, production report for the second quarter ended 30th of June, share price up nearly 2%. And incidentally, Anglo-American Platinum's numbers have induced the market to push it up by 3.4%. Another Anglo company, Kumba Iron Ore Limited, production and sales report also for that same period. Share price up 1.8%. What else have we got here? Not much, actually. So it's all about commodities. More analysis on that later on. Let's have a look what happened to commodities yesterday, and let's go for the spot prices. I know that the CRB index, having been, just a week or so ago, 228.5, is now only just clinging on to 222. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you've got such a representative basket of commodities, it's quite significant. And it looks as though, in my rudimentary graph analysis, that the trend line is being sorely tested at these levels. Anyway, how have commodities fared today? A little bit better, because yesterday was risk off. Yesterday is tentatively risk on. And that includes the South African rand, which was 14.60 earlier on. It's now 14.55 against the US dollar, which is a 1.1% gain from its worst levels yesterday. The British pound against the rand is 19.84. The euro rand is 17.13. The euro dollar is 1.1780. The British pound against the US dollar, the cable, continuing to suffer, 1.3640. Let's go on to commodities now and start with the gold price. Gold's doing all right. It's holding very nicely above 1,800. It's 1,816. It's still down $8 in 24 hours, but nonetheless above 1,800, which is apparently quite important. Platinum, unfortunately, not faring so well. In the last 24 hours, it's fallen $56 per ounce, down nearly 5%. Palladium, though, is going the other way, up 0.5% to 2,604. Now, the oil price, which was lighting up our red screens yesterday, West Texas crude at the moment has bounced back by 1.2% to $67.20. Brent crude oil, $69.40, up 1.1%. What else have we got here? The US 10-year Treasury yield sharply in focus yesterday when it went well below 1.20%, currently 1.21%. The South African 10-year bond yield, meanwhile, is exactly 9%, and that is around about 4 basis points higher for the yield. Bitcoin taking it on the chin. It's currently down nearly 6%, below 30,000, 29,750. And the S&P futures, just to illustrate the bounce back ability of markets when it comes to any COVID scare, it's 4,278, which is now up 0.2% on its session highs. Let's have a look at some early movers up and down on the JSE after what is around about 40 minutes of trading. Karoo, bear in mind this is a 15-minute delayed screen. Karoo up nearly 8%. They came out with some numbers today as well, which we'll talk about later. Interesting company. It's changed its identity and also listed overseas. So it's now a quarterly reporter, and its quarterly results came out earlier today. Anglo-American Platinum is now 3.1% higher. Sasol is 3.1% higher as well. Can't quite understand understand that with the oil price being under pressure so much yesterday, but I suppose a small bounce back has been embraced by investors. AB InBev, one of my favourite companies, up 2.4%. On the downside, Bytes down nearly 1%, Investec PLC and Investec Limited both down around about 0.9%, and Supergroup is a 0.8% loser. The major indices, the all-share index of the JSE and the top 40 index, which got clattered yesterday, at one stage was down over 3%, the top 40 that is. The top 40 today is up 1.2%, so a gratifying bounce back, and the all-share index of the JSE is 1.1% higher to 65,535. I'll be back with a more detailed analysis of markets with Nick Kunze and David Shapiro on the 5 o'clock shadow. And also don't forget at lunchtime, it's my money with Brenthurst Wealth. See you then. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.